July 1. But godliness with contentment is great gain. 1 Timothy 6:6. Esther was brought in favor with the great king Ahasuerus. We are told that many young women were brought before him one by one. Before they were presented before the king, they were told that whatever they desired, they could ask for it, and they would be given. Whether garments, gold, silver, or things of purification, nothing was withheld from them. But we are told that Esther required nothing. Other women had a long list daily, but Esther required nothing. What a miracle for a person to say, "I want nothing." I do not know of anyone who said, "I do not want anything." Some are never satisfied with whatever they are given. You may give your wife 100 saris. She will ask for 10 more, and some more. They want something new every month. You may give them any kind of jewels. They are not satisfied. Some husbands take all their salaries to their wives. They wait for the payday of their husbands. If their husband gives rupees 25 less, she will question him. "What happened? Why this month 25 rupees less? Where did you spend it? And what did you do with it? And to whom did you give it?" The whole salary will be spent within 10 days, and they want more money. They are not satisfied, whosoever they are. Here the story says, when Esther's turn came, she required nothing. The result was, she found favor. Esther found favor from all who looked upon her. Not only was she brought in favor with the king, but she found favor with everyone in the palace. She became the most God-fearing queen, and through her life and faith, the whole nation of Israel was saved. She learned that secret, how to be content and how to be satisfied. She knew that nothing in the world could satisfy her. However attractive the world may be, it could never satisfy her. There are so many men and women who think by eating and drinking or by buying garments or gold or silver or jewels, they can get pleasure. That is why their lives are a failure. Before marriage, they go on making inquiries through relations, brokers, and friends as to how much dowry they will get or how much land they will have. They will not say openly, but secretly they inquire how many children the father has and how much she will get. After making sure, they will say, "Now I am satisfied." But supposing they are not satisfied, they will say, "We have no peace in this alliance." Because their eyes are upon worldly things, or upon the girl's complexion, qualification, and others. That is why they are disappointed. Contentment makes a happy home.